Just a heads up, this is probably going to be the only video for today. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make up for the missed video from yesterday. Trying to get my new studio slash man cave finished up this weekend. I've had people in and out of the house all weekend long, movers, Best Buy, Dish Network, throwing my schedule off. I'm going to try and get something out tomorrow. Just depends on how today goes. Should be back to normal by Monday. Doubt I'll be in the new studio set up Monday, but at least the schedule will return to normal by Monday morning. Now, if you've ever studied rehabilitation or watched shows like Intervention, before any corrective action takes place, they first have to get the patient past the first step. Step number one, admit you have a problem. For those who have never struggled with addiction, this seems like an easy thing to admit, but denial can be difficult to overcome. And look, struggling with denial, it's not something that's relegated just to addiction. There are a lot of people miserable in their marriage where one or possibly both parties refuse to admit that there are problems. Facing problems head on, it can be overwhelming. Depending on the issue, it can be scary. But it's impossible to solve a problem when you refuse to admit its existence, when you're living in denial. For the past 6 or 7 months, CNN President Chris Light, he has promised to deliver a new and improved CNN. He has promised to solve the problems at the network. Now, I could sit here for the next hour reading off the multitude of problems at CNN. Dual diagnosis of stage 4 leukemia combined with stage 4 OMB. Orange man bad. Lack of star power. When you think of Fox News, you think of Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, Joe Scarborough, and unfortunately, the wig. As detestable as Joy Reid is, you cannot deny her star power. Stars, they are typically described as big balls of exploding gas. I can't think of a more fitting description of Joy Reid. But who is the major star at CNN? It's the reason their ratings remain in the pooper. Outside of Tiffany Cross, who's no longer collecting woke welfare from MSNBC, there's not one show on CNN that wins in its time slot. Anyone with a set of eyes can see CNN has a ratings problem. I can't remember the last time a show on the network drew over 1 million viewers. When Chris Light was brought in to fix the issues at CNN earlier this year, I thought the guy at least had a chance. I mean, the prognosis didn't look good. Most networks that reach stage 4 levels of infection of the woke fungus, they have a very slim chance of survival. But Chris Light is a veteran in the television industry. He's been the producer of several hit shows. If anyone had a chance of fixing the ratings problem at CNN, it would be Chris Light, right? Right? In order to fix the problem, you must first acknowledge you have a problem. According to Chris Light, everything at CNN is rainbows and cucumbers. I am thrilled with our progress. We moved Donnie's Hard Lemonade from primetime to mornings, and it's been unparalleled success. This week, Chris Light was the guest on some podcast hosted by some woman named Kara Swisher. Before coming across this yesterday on Mediaite, I had never heard of Kara Swisher. I didn't do too much research on her. She has worked at the New York Times since 2018. After 4 years of being exposed to that filth, it is entirely possible Kara Swisher has her black belt in shitfuckery. Her podcast is called On with Kara Swisher. On what? I don't know. Perhaps before every show, her and her guests get on the grill for some woke wiener. But with Kara Swisher being married to a woman, I'm thinking she might prefer the organic salad instead. Now, normally, when you have one shitfuck interviewing another shitfuck, the interview is filled with boring pleasantries. Both are trying to convince the handful of people listening that everything is going well in the world of rainbows. For example, let's say Jemele Hill was the guest on The View Monday. Her latest embarrassing failure, an autobiography detailing what it was like living in poverty because you're constantly having to replace broken mirrors, it's not doing so well with the book sales. Jemele Hill will be lucky to hit triple digits. But the ladies on The View, they're not going to describe the failure. They're not going to tell you the book failed to crack the top 3 or 4,000. No. Those shit fucks, they are great at turning a negative into a positive. Jamel, congratulations on your success. Your book is number one on the charts in the category People Who Smell That Are Named Jamel. I have got to give Kara Swisher credit. She did not allow Chris Light to polish the turd. He was trying to emulate Tiffany Cross, trying to make it seem like the trio of Donnie and his two female lemons were hitting a ratings grand slam on CNN in the morning. Listen for yourself.
All right, so you moved Don Lemon from 10 p.m. and put him on the morning show. We're almost through this.
No problem.
So far, the numbers are what? How do you...
After 3 weeks?
Yes.
We continue to grow. So that to me is exciting. It takes a very long time for people to even know that we have a new morning show on.
That is true.
So I'm incredibly excited about that morning show because of what it is and the impact it's already having and the guests that they book. And so I'm very bullish on that show. And, you know, it's already beaten some of the competition twice in 3 weeks. And that's pretty good. So
twice in 3 weeks. So the debut show was 387,000. Morning Joe had 793,000. Fox and Friends, killing.
What is this Morning Joe show?
Too bad you left it. No longer yours. To give Chris credit, he did was a critical force in making Morning Joe as big as it is. But now you have to contend with it. Fox and Friends, of course, has 1.5 million. First week averaged about 389.
The first week it was on the air, Kara.
Yeah,
come on.
Right. But it was lower than New Day, which was 404,000. I got numbers here, Chris.
Right. How long was New Day on?
A long time.
Okay.
So you're going to give it time to breathe. Time to breathe.
Earth calling, pilot to co-pilot, looking for signs of reality here. No sign of it. Could you be any more delusional? This dude's the president of CNN. He's supposed to be the savior, the knight in shining armor, the man who supposedly has the ability to save the Titanic. First off, credit again to Kara Swisher. She set this up perfectly. She gave Chris Light the opportunity to dig his own grave. When it comes to grave digging, Chris Light is an expert. He spent the entire year burying careers in the woke cemetery. The way she asked this question was brilliant. She didn't reveal the ratings. She didn't start with her opinion of the ratings. She asked the question almost like she didn't know the answer. And Chris Light bit right into the shit sandwich. He claimed to be pleased with Donnie in the morning because the ratings are growing. And look, he's not wrong. The ratings have grown. The first 2 weeks, CNN This Morning never made it out of first gear. This past week, they finally shifted into second. Just like I say all the time with the WNBA, the ratings went from nothing to almost nothing. That was the only piece of factual information in that little soliloquy. The rest was 100% bullshit. Chris Light said, "We have already beaten the competition twice in 3 weeks." What did you say? What competition are you referring to? Because he damn sure can't be talking about cable news. Are you comparing your ratings to reruns of SpongeBob? Are you comparing your ratings to The Daily Show? Everyone beats The Daily Show in the ratings. When they recorded this podcast, Kara Swisher didn't have access to this week's ratings. I do. Unlike Chris Light, I didn't compare CNN to 6 a.m. infomercials on BET. I compared CNN to MSNBC. 6 a.m. Monday morning, 431,000 people woke up to Poppy Harlow juggling Don's lemons. Morning Joe on MSNBC, over a million viewers. Wednesday morning, 448,000 on CNN, just under a million for MSNBC. Now, I admit, I'm no Aristotle. I'm not an expert in math, but I'm pretty sure 1 million, that is about 2.5 times more than 431,000. CNN ain't even close. Chris Light tried to make the excuse that most people are unaware that CNN has a new morning show. You have been relentlessly promoting this show for weeks. When it was announced they were moving Donnie out of prime time, it made headlines in the mainstream media. The first time Don was mentioned in the mainstream all year. Most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, when a heavily promoted show premieres, they see a spike in the ratings. People tune in out of curiosity, then ratings drop down to the mean. If the show's good, if it provides value, if it's entertaining, ratings will grow over time. But trying to use the "this show is new" excuse for low ratings during the first week, that is bullshit. However, the delusion did not stop there. They shifted the conversation to late night television. NBC, CBS, ABC, they all have late night shows hosted by comedians that don't make people laugh. It's like going to a steakhouse and all they serve is tall salad. All of these so-called comedians, they are being dominated in the ratings by a former magazine writer, Greg Gutfeld. But this is not true, according to Chris Light. No. Greg Gutfeld's not number one in late night. That's propaganda. His former bongo partner, Stephen Colbert, is the real number one show in late night. Don't take my word for it. Listen for yourself.
Are you going to do a late night show on CNN, like compete with Gutfeld?
I wouldn't call him. I would call him just an entertaining show. I would not call him a late night show. As someone who worked on a late night show and knows what goes into that, I wouldn't put it in the same category.
But go ahead.
Are we going to get into this conversation?
No, we're not.
That's
not
true.
No, okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Fine.
I'm still going to defend my friend Stephen. You're good.
There's a difference between Colbert and Gutfeld. You see, Gutfeld, he's just an entertaining show. He defeats the purpose of late night television. Colbert gives the audience what they want: sleep. Gutfeld keeps them awake. There is a difference between Greg Gutfeld and Stephen Colbert. One of them is entertaining. The other one is like NyQuil. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know he starts 30 minutes earlier, but correct me if I'm wrong. Greg Gutfeld's on TV late at night, right? Every ratings chart puts him in the late night category, right? So how in the fuck is he not a late night show? Well, Chris Light gave you the answer. This man's so brilliant, he should be teaching propaganda 101 at Woke U. Greg Gutfeld can't be a late night show because Chris Light and Stephen Colbert are friends. I'm going to defend my Stevie. Yeah. Back to reality. I now understand why we haven't seen changes at CNN. The guy in charge of making the changes, he has no idea what needs to be changed. He doesn't recognize the problem. He talks a good game, but until he admits the real problem at CNN, nothing is going to change at the network, not even the ratings. But let me know what you think. Chris Light claims to be pleased with the progress at CNN. Specifically, he's pleased with the low ratings in the morning with Don Lemon. With this dude being this delusional, does CNN have any chance of survival? Give me your thoughts. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.